Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you love the look of your wood windows, door, and trim, but you think you might not be able to do much about the rot that sets in after the long winter, we've got some good news. The rotted areas of wood trim or windowsills, or even bigger areas of decay that have completely and totally disintegrated, can be fixed effectively and permanently.
Yep, and the two best products to help homeowners and pros alike make those repairs are liquid wood and wood epoxy. They're both made by Abitron. Now, Abitron is a company whose products we've actually been recommending on this show for over 20 years because they work really well. With us to talk about how that happens is Richard Alstrom. Richard is their sales manager. Hey, Richard, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom. Good to be on.
Hey, you know, I think that consumers are frustrated and confused about how to deal with rotted wood. And too many times they kind of give up and replace, like, the entire thing, whether it's a window or a door or a piece of trim that's rotted, rather than make the repair, right?
Yeah, that's 100% true. And it's 100% unfortunate because there's a lot of benefits to restoring and saving that original woodwork. We've tried to make it as easy as possible to do that.
Now, what exactly is rot? I think people are super confused about what it is and what it looks like.
Well, rot occurs basically anywhere the wood draws in moisture and live organisms develop within that wood structure. It's a cellular structure, and those live organisms can sort of eat away at what's called the lignin of the wood. They survive and thrive in warm, wet environments, and basically what happens is that wood gets literally eaten away and becomes soft and spongy and deteriorated and eventually just sort of crumbles under your fingers if it's not addressed with the proper products.
It's essentially Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. I mean, that and insects and so on, it's sort of part of the process. But when it happens to your house, you know, it's kind of annoying.
Exactly. What we've got is basically a system utilizing two very easy-to-use epoxy products that can solve those problems, repair those damaged areas without having to rip everything out and replace it.
First of all, I kind of want to clarify something. A lot of folks will call that wood damage dry rot. It's no such thing as dry rot. It's got to be wet to break down and decay. So dry rot is really wet rot that's dried out, right?
Correct. It's all called dry rot, but it all had to be wet to get that way. The rot requires moisture and heat and oxygen, and once all those three things are present, the wood just sort of begins to decay.
Now, and that's where your products actually step in, because they take what's left of that decayed, deformed wood and start to rebuild it. So let's first talk about liquid wood. I know there's really two products that work for this purpose here, and sometimes use them together. But liquid wood, what is it and how does it help?
Correct. So liquid wood is a two-part liquid epoxy. It's a part A, part B epoxy resin and hardener that are mixed together to create a wood consolidant. And so what that means is this liquid epoxy is going to penetrate into the pores of that soft, spongy, porous material. And then it slowly hardens and eventually becomes very, very solid, regenerating the strength of that porous, soft, spongy wood.
When I think about rotted wood, you know, I was a home inspector for many years, and I would sort of press into the wood window trim, for example, where it met the sill. That was an area where water used to collect. And it would be somewhat spongy, but it wouldn't be so bad that it would have, like, actually fallen apart. So at that point, where it's maybe a little bit soft, but it's not missing, that's a good application for liquid wood?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere the wood is sort of, kind of punky or soft or starting to kind of deteriorate, you can feel a little bit when you're pressing real hard with it on your finger. If that wood feels soft and it's porous, the liquid wood will penetrate in and it fills in the pores of that spongy, soft wood, sort of saturating and creating a solid structural mass once it's hardened. So, yeah, those are ideal areas to use our products. You know, they happen a lot around, you know, the window casings, window frames, door jams, the bottom of posts and columns, and things like that. Those are ideal areas where our products can be used.
Now, what if it's a larger area of rot, or even, say, you're missing, like, a chunk of wood in a door or something in a frame of the door or on the windowsill? You know, we live in old homes and pretty old homes, and so sometimes strange things happen. I mean, is there a way to sort of fix that?
Sure. Yeah, it's always ideal to catch damage early. The smaller the area, the better. Our products aren't limited to just small superficial repairs. Both our liquid wood and our wood epox products are structural epoxies. They're both 100% solids, so they're structurally rated. They're completely shrink-free. And after using the liquid wood to solidify and harden any of those small, soft, spongy areas, our wood epox product is used to come in, fill in and rebuild anything that's missing, anything that's literally weathered away, anything that's fallen out, anything that's crumbled. Like you said, the unique stuff that happens too, the pets chewed on a piece of wood and it needs to be rebuilt and patched up. There's really no limitation.
That's a good point, because I've actually used wood epoxy, not on a rotted door, but on a door where I had changed the lock. And because I changed the lock, the holes were actually in the wrong place. But of course, they weren't completely in the wrong place. They were sort of like halfway off. So I had to fill the old hole where the bolt went through and then re-drill it, but only sort of overlap the old hole by a half. So you would think that's going to be the most impossible place in the world to keep a drill going straight. But by filling it with the wood epoxy, letting it cure, it was just like cutting new wood all over again. It went in perfectly. So there are other applications for this product aside from just decay.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we hear about that exact application all the time. One of the things that our customers love about the wood epoxy in particular is the way that it machines and sands and essentially acts just like a piece of wood off of the shelf at the lumberyard once the epoxy sets up and cures. You can use all your woodworking tools on it. You can route it and carve it and drill into it and even put small nails into it without it cracking, just like a piece of wood. So when you use the liquid wood and wood epoxy together, you're almost exactly replicating, you know, like a piece of pine lumber off the shelf in terms of workability, sandability, and paintability. So it really is sort of a dream for the do-it-yourselfer who needs to patch something up. You know, that translates into the contractors that are using the products professionally as well.
So Richard, tell us about the environmentally sort of friendly aspects of the products. I mean, are they good for the environment?
Sure. One of the problems that people have with other adhesive products and wood filler type products is that they smell nasty. They have horrible odors. There's fumes coming off of them. You don't want to use them indoors because you just can't stand the smell and the off-gassing. Both our liquid wood and wood epoxy products are 100% epoxy solid. So there's no solvents added to it. There's no drying agents added to it. It's not watered down. And both products are GreenGuard certified. So what that means is they've been tested by a third party for any off-gassing or VOCs, and they are completely safe for both interior and exterior repairs. You're not going to, you know, have any sort of nasty, noxious odors when you're using these products. On top of being very environmentally friendly as you're using them, you're also using them to save original building materials. So you're keeping your original building materials, like your windows and your doors and your columns and your posts, those are all staying on your house rather than winding up in a landfill somewhere.
And that by itself is very environmentally friendly. Richard, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Richard Alstrom, he is with Abitron. They've been around for 40 years and make some of the best restoration products out there. You can learn more at abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com, abitron.com, or you can reach them at 800-445-1754, 800-445-1754. Richard, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.